As the weather warms up here in central Ohio, ice cream stores are getting ready for their busy season. Mardi Gras homemade ice cream might be a lesser-known location, but as WOSU's Esther Honig reports, they've brought the immigrant spirit of innovation to this classic American treat.
Tucked into an unassuming strip mall in North Columbus, Mardi Gras looks like just another ice cream store. Once you step inside, the buzz of industrial freezers fills your ears. Behind the chilled glass counter, you'll find traditional flavors like mint chocolate chip, strawberry, butter pecan. But hanging on the adjacent wall, there's this large whiteboard listing dozens of flavors you can only find here.
Number 14, that's Kesar Pista. That has saffron, almond, pistachio, and touch of cardamom.
That's Mita Shah, owner of Mardi Gras. She's in her early 60s and keeps her long black hair tied back in a bun. For the last 17 years, Shah has used a unique mix of fruits and spices to perfect each of these recipes, many inspired by Indian cuisine.
I always think about ice cream, anything I eat, like anjeer, that's figs, guava, any fruit, ginger.
Shah brings me to the back of the store where she spends hours each week making gallons of fresh ice cream. She shows me how she carefully makes each batch. For the creamy base, she slowly pours pails of cream and sugar into this large mixing machine.
It's milk, sugar.
And no egg, right?
No egg at all.
Shah is originally from a region in India that's predominantly vegetarian, so none of her ice cream contains egg, which gives it this light and creamy texture. For flavor, she uses only fresh ingredients like mangoes flown in from India, ginger, saffron, and only a little sugar.
It's not very sweet. You enjoy flavor more.
Shah's quest for more flavor began in the mid-1970s when she immigrated to the U.S. with her husband so he could study chemical engineering. A young woman living in an unfamiliar place, Shah says there were certain comforts that she missed from back home. Even the ice cream here was different.
The flavors. We have like totally different flavors. Like whatever fruit, seasonal fruit we eat, that's what we make ice cream from, you know. And here it's like mint chocolate chip. We never heard of it.
She started by making small batches of ice cream for her family and experimented with flavors from her own cooking, using mangoes, rose water, and spices like cardamom. Then one day, 17 years ago, Shah decided to share her recipe for mango ice cream with a man coincidentally named Jim Shah. Jim was the original owner of Mardi Gras, and after he made a batch of her mango ice cream, it became an instant hit with customers.
And he said, "You want to work for me?"
She told him she was more interested in ownership, but Jim wasn't quite ready to sell.
And in a few weeks, we came and he said, "You want to talk, lady?" So I say yes, and in 1 week it was mine.
Jim sold her the store. She kept the name, but changed nearly everything else.
Even all the American ice cream, I changed all the recipes.
Shah has now run this business for 17 years, and it's become a destination. Best known for its exotic flavors like rose water and tropical fruit flavors like lychee and chiku.
They try ice cream and say, "Oh, it's something different there, you know."
When they were younger, Shah enlisted the help of her two sons to run the store. But now that her husband, Dilip, is retired, the two of them spend their days together scooping ice cream behind the counter. Shah says her secret in life is taking an opportunity when it comes to you.
Work does not scare me. Sometimes I'm here until 12, 1 o'clock in the night, but don't get me tired, you know, because I love to do that.
Esther Honig, WOSU News.